Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The countdown to this year's most cherished feast is on. There's no shortage of things to do and buy if you're hosting Thanksgiving. And if you've only just started to plan for the festivities, it is time to roll up your sleeves and get cracking. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Colin McKinnon caught up with Emily Weinstein, editor-in-chief of New York Times Cooking and Food, and Leslie Stockton, senior staff writer reporting on all things cooking for the Times Wirecutter section, to talk tips for tackling the big day, fresh recipes, and time-honored classics.
Emily, we'll turn to you first. When should people start preparing for their Thanksgiving meal? I'm guessing the answer was yesterday, considering we're about a week out from the big day.
Now would be the time. I think at least even if you are a last minute cook or, you're just going to kind of do something simple, this is a really good time to figure out like what that thing is, right? Make your shopping list, figure out what you need, figure out what else you're going to have for dinner next week, right? Because if you're prepping for Thanksgiving and filling your fridge with ingredients, you know, you still have to eat other stuff, right? In the days leading up to Thanksgiving. I think it helps really keep things calm if you just have a game plan going into Thanksgiving week. And so give yourself the time starting today to make that plan.
Broad strokes, what can you get done now? And I know a lot of this can be contextually based, but what can you get done now and what should be saved for day of or close to day of, like, you know, turkey or other meats and stuffing and potatoes versus sauces, veggies, or even desserts? What should or can be done ahead of time and what can we wait on?
Well, first of all, if you are cooking a turkey that is frozen as of now, you're going to want to start defrosting it soon. Usually around Monday, you should be defrosting the turkey in the fridge. Don't leave that for Wednesday. It might not defrost in time. I can't tell you how many readers we hear from on Thursday morning saying, my turkey is still frozen. What do I do? Because the answer to that is like, buy some fried chicken. You know, there's just nothing you can do if your turkey is still frozen on Thanksgiving morning. So I would say start defrosting your turkey in enough time to cook it. But in terms of what you could do right now, cranberry sauce is a great make ahead dish. Potatoes, mashed potatoes usually taste best made in the moment, but you can make them ahead. We have a recipe for a make ahead mashed potato casserole on NYT Cooking by Melissa Clark that I love and is very delicious. You can make that ahead. You can make pie crust for dessert. If you were making pies, make the dough now, stash it in the fridge, put it in the freezer. You can do that ahead. You want to leave time basically to focus on things like veggies and the turkey, things that need to be done in the moment. Think of everything else you can get done ahead of time and do it. Like a veggie casserole is another good example. You could make one of those.
And when it comes to preparation, Emily, that's really the key here, right? Being prepared is what gives you an edge in having an overall great Thanksgiving meal.
I think so. I mean, Thanksgiving is tricky, right? It's wonderful. It's delicious. We do it every year. But it's tricky because, you know, most home cooks, they have the oven. Maybe they have a double oven, but there's the oven and there's the stovetop. And you have to kind of figure out how everything is going to move in your kitchen. What's the dance? You want to serve everything warm. It's a logistics challenge, which is part of why we put so much effort in NYT Cooking to help you prep for that, right? Now, look, you can use a grill, you can use an air fryer, you can use a slow cooker, but you want to plan for that. Otherwise, the day of is going to be pretty crazy. And my hope for everybody that is that on Thanksgiving Day, you're finishing things off, you're having a drink, if that's what you like to do, you're able to relax a little bit once the meal is served, or even before the meal is served, you're able to have some time that day to like catch your breath.
Yeah, decompress a little bit. All right, Leslie, let's pivot your way then. I understand that you've cooked more than 100 turkeys. I personally have only cooked one turkey in my lifetime, and it was a big bird and a fairly overwhelming process, which I imagine is the feeling for a lot of folks out there. So can you break down the essential roasting equipment that we need, maybe some of the do's and don'ts and any other helpful bits that'll streamline and make it all more manageable?
Absolutely. If you want to break it down to just distill it down to the most simple process possible, you're going to want a roasting pan. Now, if you don't have a roasting pan, or if you're not interested in buying one, a foil pan from the grocery store works just fine. But having a dedicated roasting pan, it is very helpful because not only is it sturdy, and a good one has really nice, roomy, sturdy handles, and which is great when you're dealing with a 15-pound turkey. Also, when that turkey is finished cooking and you've transferred it to the carving board to rest, you can just put that pan directly on the stovetop and make your gravy without having to dirty another pot or pan, or even if you have one to spare, because I think we're all using the max capacity of our cookware arsenal at that moment. So what I think is the most important thing to have is like a nice carving board that has a channel around the side so that when you do carve that turkey, those juices have somewhere to go. A good knife and patience. Patience and restraint. If you're cooking a turkey for the first time, I'm a firm believer in, now Emily, you please feel free to jump in and but I put it in the oven and I leave it alone. Now, I salt it for 3 days before, yada, yada, yada. The only thing I do is I check and make sure that juices are accumulating in the bottom of the pan, because if you don't have any drippings, you don't have anything to make turkey from. You definitely need an instant read meat thermometer. I think this is the most important day of the year to have one of those. When it's inserted into the thickest part of the thigh, it registers as, I think the USDA says 165, and that is the number I will be sticking with for this.
Well, I have some very quick questions then for both of you. Emily, for those out there who were thinking about trying a new recipe for Thanksgiving, is this the right time to do that, given the gravity of the holiday? Is that more of a downtime thing?
You know, some people would say never make a recipe you've never made before for like a huge group of people, a special occasion, like do a test run at home first. But I don't know. It's not a restaurant. Like every, you know, just go for it. Cook what you want. Try something new. I mean, a lot of the things that are traditionally eaten at Thanksgiving are things that people just like don't cook all year round, even pie, you know. And I say go for it. Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Like, cook to make yourself happy. Like, have a good time.
That's right. Go for it. And definitely not speaking for myself here, but what if we have a vegetarian at the table? What are some good, filling plant-based alternatives to meat as far as that main dish is concerned?
Hey, you know, I know a lot of vegetarians who are devoted to the tofurkey, even after all these years. Don't make it at home. Just buy it. But I'm a big believer in recommending that people just elevate the sides. Like you could make an amazing dinner out of like what we think of as the traditional Thanksgiving sides, right? Like make a really fabulous macaroni and cheese, you know, like have a big dish of greens, potatoes, sweet potatoes, mushrooms, squash, like much of what we eat at Thanksgiving on the side is plant-based or can easily be made plant-based. You know, I think there are a lot of people who would just as soon never have turkey. I feel turkey is part of the meal, but you could make a great dinner just thoughtfully thinking about those side dishes. If you do want to do something special, like you could do a big centerpiece, you know, you could do like a big squash thing. Like you just kind of want a special moment. If you want the thing at the center of the table, like do a beautiful platter of like roasted vegetables and mushrooms and protein, you know, you could do that or just make the side smashing. You'll be all good.
I love this general through line here, this messaging of making it your own and going for it and doing what you want. I think a lot of people will be very comforted by that. As far as desserts go then, Leslie, outside of the traditional pumpkin pie, and Emily touched on this a bit earlier, what are some desserts you recommend for Thanksgiving?
Oh, this is definitely where I shine because I love making pie. I know. I think pie is my favorite thing to make. I make the obligatory pumpkin pie, but then I have fun with the rest of them. I always make a fruit galette from whatever fruit looks best at the market, and it changes every year. Sometimes it's the suckle pears. Sometimes it's something completely different, but I always make sure to highlight something that was really special at the market the previous day. If you've never made a pie before and you're nervous, make a buttermilk pie. Look up the recipe. It's so simple. It's like four or five ingredients. Yeah, I'm a bad person to ask because I will just make any pie. But pecan pie. I've made lemon meringue pie before, and that was a huge hit for Thanksgiving. Just, you know, get creative with it. If you don't want pumpkin pie, you don't have to have it.
That's right. Leslie, you're certainly invited to, I don't know if you'll be in Wisconsin for Thanksgiving like I'll be, but you're invited over. All right, well, New York Times Cooking has a new cookbook out, Easy Weeknight Dinners. It's a beautiful book, very intuitive and easy to follow. But Emily, I think this cookbook really is a saving grace of sorts for a lot of people out there that struggle with making quality dishes on weeknights. Was that the reasoning, or at least part of the reasoning, for putting this cookbook together?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we know, I mean, we know intuitively, just as cooks ourselves here, you know, at MIT Cooking, we know that intuitively, but we also hear from readers all the time from our audience that, like, these are the recipes they really, really need. And, you know, Thanksgiving comes but once a year, right? And everyone needs recipes for that as well. But dinner is every night over and over and over again, right? And we saw a space for us there, you know, to give people really amazing recipes, like New York Times quality recipes that didn't have to take 2 hours and then another half hour of washing the dishes. You know, we can give you really, really great ideas that you can make relatively quickly, wash your dishes, be done, and get on with the evening and other things you might want to do.
Thanks to Editor-in-Chief of New York Times Cooking and Food, Emily Weinstein, Senior Staff Writer for the Times Wirecutter section, Leslie Stockton, and R. Kyle McKinnon, for enlightening us this week.